Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Dennis, how you doing? It's Lorenzo with Kettle Truck Center.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, my man. Well, I actually was just kind of remembering when we spoke last, you said you might have a few clients that you want me to look into. But it wasn't only that. I just kind of wanted to give you an idea of what we have to offer and see who you guys use now and you know, what kind of relationships you guys have. I think Fernando did mention that the clients that you currently prefer, that you refer out now, they'll actually pay you per transaction. Okay, that's something we can do.
Yes.
We can actually do that as well. We have a vendor referral program that we can, it's pre-taxed, so you don't have to worry about taxes, and yeah, we can hook you up like that. It's not a problem. It's obviously per deal basis. Every deal is different, but we can take care of you on that. Do you receive a flat fee currently?
Usually altogether is about 5%. They give me a flat fee plus 2% plus 3%, or you know sometimes I can do 4%. So altogether it comes around 5% usually. Like for example, Hitachi, what they do is they give us like $1,500, and then on top of that, either 2 or 3%. And then BMO, what they do is they depending on the loan, but they also have like either 750 or 1,000 or 1,500, depending, and then plus 3%, 4%, depending on the deals. Sometimes they can even go up to 4%.
Okay.
But that's the usual. Those are the two that I work the most with. EFS does, it's either 750 plus 2% or about $1,400 plus 1 or 2%. And then I got a couple of guys that I work with that I like to call them like third chance financing. They go to second chance, and then after second chance can't do anything, then I send it to them. All they can do usually is like $600 or $700 flat fees, and that's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, until I can really get a relationship going, I can't do like 5% or anything like that. But to give you an example, let's say if we had a $20,000 order.
Usually, most of my units are about $30,000.
About 30, okay.
40,000.
I mean, I could, because they actually, I wouldn't really call it a promotion, but they put me out into the field. So I'm specifically now working primarily with vendors, so I'm trying to get those relationships going. But, Just trying to figure out. Somebody put a program in my computer as a joke, or my calculator as a joke, I think. But, I mean, I could probably start off at around, like, 1%, you know, for the first couple transactions. And then once I'm able to show my boss that you're sending me deals, I can up that up to, you know, 2, 3, maybe even 4% as well. And I can actually just pay out of pocket to myself to get the business going too until that happens. I have no problem doing that. But, go ahead. I was going to say, as far as your A paper goes, is that's probably Hitachi. They do like A paper. BMO, I'm not too familiar with them, but I believe they're primarily A paper as well.
They used to be G Capital.
Okay. Yeah, that makes
BMO
sense. Yeah, GE.
Harris Bank.
Yeah, GE, I know they sold out, so that's good to know. Or they didn't really sell out, but they must have sold to BMO then. Okay, yeah, I know they're A paper primarily as well.
The other one's called Pacific something. I can't remember. EFS and then CCF, and I mean I got about 9 different lenders that I'm working with. And I mean, I get offers from different ones. I would tell you with for 1%, you'd probably be like my last resource if I send you somebody. I have to follow protocol, and then also my boss. I mean, he wants to make money. You know, if he can make $2,000-$3,000 in one deal, or make $500 or $400, I mean, you know, anybody would do it.
I hear you.
Matter of that's the numbers. But
yeah, I mean, they make it tough for me to get it started. But
yeah, if you know, if you can do 2% or a flat fee like $750 plus 2% or something like that, that would make it more attractive. And I mean, I would consider sending it to you along, you know, with my second chance. Because I automatically send it to Hitachi and BMO. Those are my first two, you know, my primary lenders. And then if they can't do anything with them, they have their own second chance directly. And once they tell me no, I send it to EFS or to CCF and those guys. So if those guys tell me, you know, we can't do anything about it, then I send it to my third chance financing. So I wouldn't mind sending it to you along with them. But you got to understand, I mean, if they pay me more, I'm going to be more inclined to doing a deal with somebody who pays me more. It's not only about how much I get paid. I mean, it's also about the client. But if this guy give me a good deal, and on top of that, they're going to pay me, you know, I'll rather go that way. But that's all dealerships work like that, man. I mean, if you want to earn a dealership's business, you're going to have to do something like that.
No, I hear you. Well, no, that's good information, and it lets me know what I'm up against, so I can go up to my boss and try to get some deals in the door.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me see what I can do.
I'll be more than happy to send you deals, you know, if I'm in a situation where we can do something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let me see what I can do, and I'll touch base with him and get back to you guys sooner than later.
All right, good deal. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye. Bye-bye.